Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 136, the six warning symptoms before a cardiac arrest. Cardiac arrests are the number one killer in the U.S. Each year, up to 550,000 Americans will suffer a cardiac arrest. Only 7% will survive, and even less will be lucky enough to survive without permanent brain damage. What are the warning symptoms before a cardiac arrest? A new study released this week showed that most people who die suddenly had symptoms up to 1 month prior to their cardiac arrest. These warning symptoms before a cardiac arrest were generally ignored by either the victim or their doctor. In this podcast, I will share with you the six warning symptoms before a cardiac arrest so that you can protect yourself and your loved ones from tragically having your life cut short. A typical cardiac arrest story. Looking back, there were warning symptoms before the cardiac arrest, Kristen's husband said. What were these symptoms? I asked as we spoke at Kristen's bedside in the intensive care unit. Kristen was still in a coma and on a breathing machine. I remember her telling me that she had a hard time breathing and felt as if she was going to pass out. The same thing happened with her father before he died suddenly. I took her to the doctor, and he didn't think much of it. He thought that she was dehydrated and maybe was coming down with the flu. Then what happened, I asked. Later that night, as she was putting our kids to bed, she told me that she didn't feel right. Just then, she fell to the floor unconscious. Our oldest child called 911 as I started CPR. Kristen's husband had to stop as tears were streaming down his face. He continued, I'll never forget the fear on my four-year-old's face when she asked, is mommy going to die? In the end, the paramedics arrived in time and shocked her heart back to normal rhythm. Fortunately, she survived her cardiac arrest and eventually got out of the ICU. Before going home, I performed an implantable defibrillator surgery for her so that this would not happen again. However, despite beating the odds, Kristen was left with lifelong short-term memory challenges. What is the difference between a cardiac arrest and a heart attack? A cardiac arrest is complete electrical failure of the heart. When this happens, cardiac arrest victims pass out and cannot be aroused. The heart is not beating at all. And unless the heart can be shocked back into rhythm fast, permanent brain damage or death will happen in minutes. CPR can keep the victim alive a few extra minutes while waiting for the paramedics to arrive with a defibrillator. Whereas a cardiac arrest is an electrical problem. And so this is something that when I wrote this blog article, even in the comments section, it was something that people are still struggling to get the grasp, get to understand. So a cardiac arrest is an electrical failure of the heart. The heart is just fibrillating. It's quivering. It's not pumping at all. It is an electrical problem. A heart attack and a cardiac arrest are completely different. A heart attack is a plumbing problem. So it's like apples and oranges. Cardiac arrest, electrical failure of the heart. Heart attack, that is where you have a plumbing issue with the heart. In other words, with a heart attack, one of the arteries feeding blood to the heart suddenly plugs up, and the heart muscle fed by that artery starves for blood and dies. As portions of the heart muscle die with a heart attack, this can cause heart failure as a surviving muscle has to work harder to compensate. Heart attack victims don't usually lose consciousness. For these people, time is also critical. The faster the artery can be opened, the less heart muscle dies. So the confusion is that heart attacks can trigger a cardiac arrest. However, cardiac arrests often occur in people with absolutely no blockages in the arteries of the heart. So the big picture, a cardiac arrest is not a heart attack. They are two separate things. And so one of the questions I got on my blog article is, why is it that only 7% of cardiac arrest victims survive? I thought it was much higher than that. That is true. For heart attacks. Heart attacks, most people with heart attacks can make it to the hospital alive or will survive. Cardiac arrests, on the other hand, they die immediately, and unless CPR and their heart can be shocked back quickly, they won't make it. That's why the survival for a cardiac arrest is so low, just 7%. So this whole podcast is about cardiac arrests. So we're going to leave heart attacks behind. I know there's a lot of confusion there. And the interesting thing is this study, even the media got it all wrong. The media has no idea that a cardiac arrest and a heart attack are two separate conditions. So what are the warning symptoms before a cardiac arrest study? So let's talk about this study. This past week, a study was published on the warning symptoms before a cardiac arrest. The study was published by my friend, Dr. Sameet Chugh from the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center Heart Institute in Los Angeles, California. In this study, Dr. Chugh and his colleagues carefully analyzed the records of 839 cardiac arrest victims. So these are cardiac arrest victims, not heart attack victims, cardiac arrest victims from 16 Oregon hospitals. Here's what they found. Number one, the average age for cardiac arrest was 52. Number two, warning symptoms before a cardiac arrest were often ignored by the victim or their doctor. Number three, the main symptom prior to a cardiac arrest for men was new chest pain. Number four, the main symptom before a cardiac arrest for women was new shortness of breath. Number five, most victims had a family history of heart problems or a heart condition themselves. So now let's move on and let's talk about basically the main six warning symptoms before a cardiac arrest. And so here are the top six symptoms in order prior to a cardiac arrest from Dr. Chugh's study. As victims can have more than one symptom, if you are keeping track of these percentages and adding them up at home, it will equal more than 100. So what are the top six symptoms that you might get before a cardiac arrest, in the month prior to a cardiac arrest? Number one, we talked about this, chest pain, and that occurs in up to 46% of cardiac arrests. Number two, abdominal symptoms. So this one's a little trickier to try to tease out, and this can happen before 20% of cardiac arrests. Number three, shortness of breath at the time of 18% of cardiac arrests. Number four, flu-like symptoms preceding 10% of cardiac arrest. Once again, this is a tough one to tease out. Number five, fainting prior to 5% of cardiac arrest. So that one's a little bit easier. Number six, palpitations before 5% of cardiac arrest. Once again, a kind of a tough symptom because a lot of people get that. So let's try to make sense of all these symptoms. So the most difficult part of the study is, how do you make sense of these symptoms? Everyone gets a little chest pain, abdominal pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, or flu-like symptoms from time to time. Do you dial 911 every time this happens? In this study, a key thing to remember is that most cardiac arrest victims had a history of heart problems, or they had a close family member with a heart condition. Thus, if you fit into either of these two categories, then you need to pay more attention to these symptoms. Also, other studies show that if you have an unhealthy lifestyle, you are far more likely to suffer from a cardiac arrest. New chest pain, new shortness of breath, fainting, or new palpitations should always be evaluated. Classic cardiac chest pain, so this is the classic cardiac chest pain, is pain that happens with physical activity or mental stress, and then, if you rest, it seems to all go away. However, in this study, the chest pain never went away prior to the cardiac arrest. For women, the symptoms are more likely to be new shortness of breath, new abdominal pain, or flu-like symptoms. So a little trickier in women. And as we've been talking about, new abdominal discomfort or flu-like symptoms can be much more challenging in deciding whether or not to go into the emergency room. Why warning symptoms before a cardiac arrest matter? One of the key takeaway messages of this study is that symptoms matter. For example, if someone called 911 before the actual cardiac arrest, 32% of these people lived in the study. However, if 911 was not called until the victim became unconscious, then only 6% of these people survived. Thus, recognizing the symptoms of a cardiac arrest increased survival more than fivefold. 81% of cardiac arrests are totally preventable. No one wants to die suddenly, especially in front of family members. The trauma could potentially scar them for life. Rather than watching for the warning symptoms before a cardiac arrest, a much more proactive or a better approach is to make the right lifestyle changes now so that a cardiac arrest never happens. Fortunately, studies show that at least 81% of cardiac arrests are totally preventable by doing just four things. In a study by my friend, Dr. Christine Albert at Harvard University, of 81,722 women, she identified four healthy lifestyles that can prevent 81% of cardiac arrests. I mean, that's huge. 81% of cardiac arrests, totally preventable, never need to occur. I mean, that's the number one killer in the U.S. More than 500,000 people die from this. And you could instantly knock out 81% by doing just four things. So here they are, the four secrets to never having a cardiac arrest. And these were taken from Dr. Christine Albert's study from over 80,000 women. Number one, don't smoke. Number two, maintain a healthy weight. Number three, exercise 30 minutes a day. Number four, eat a diet high in fruit, vegetables, nuts, legumes, whole grains, and fish. So let me repeat those four things that will instantly knock out 81% of all cardiac arrests. If everyone did these four things, cardiac arrests would no longer be the number one killer in this country. Number one, don't smoke. Number two, maintain a healthy weight. Number three, exercise 30 minutes a day. Number four, eat a diet high in fruit, vegetables, nuts, legumes, whole grains, and fish. Take-home message. The take-home message from this study is that a cardiac arrest can strike anyone, even the young people. The average age was 52 in this study. Most people had warning symptoms before a cardiac arrest, and those that heeded their symptoms were five times more likely to survive. I was pleased that this study and the message of the study was covered by many media outlets, and I was even interviewed for one of these. And if you want to see the link and see my quotes in this national media article on the study, please go to my website, drjohnday.com. This is blog number 136. And so with this, like I said, trying to make sense of all of this, the key is to prevention. Prevention is the key. Don't smoke, maintain a healthy weight, exercise daily, eat a healthy diet. If you have been diagnosed with a heart condition, if you have a family history of heart problems, or if you live an unhealthy lifestyle, you are at significant risk of a cardiac arrest. For you, knowing what warning symptoms to look out for and changing your lifestyle is critically important. And it's important to remember that regardless of your age, it's never too late to change. I have many patients, even in their 90s, that are starting to adopt healthy lifestyles, starting to exercise daily, so it's never too late to change. I would love to hear your comments on this study. You know, if you've had a family member who has died suddenly, or some of the changes that you're making to decrease your risk of a cardiac arrest, please leave me a comment. Just go onto my website, drjohnday.com. This is blog number 136. And there, if you scroll to the bottom, you can leave a comment. Also, if you have any questions about this podcast, about this article, about anything that we've discussed, or you want to see the studies behind what I've been talking about, also, please go to my website, drjohnday.com. Number 136. Go to the bottom, leave your question, and I'll try to answer everything. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Remember, if you haven't signed up for my newsletter, please do so. There's great information there, stuff that you won't find anywhere else. And so until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.